Nolte, 21% of black voters support GOP-lights out, donkeys. By John Nolte on October 27, 2022. Now 40% of Hispanics and 21% of blacks are backing the Republican Party, reports the far-left USA Today. The issue of inflation, and the feeling that the White House hasn't done enough to address it, is helping Republicans score significant inroads among Hispanic and black voters, both demographic groups that Democrats have long relied on for support, USA Today adds. For context, back in 2020, former President Trump earned 12% of the black vote and 32% of the Hispanic vote. If the USA Today numbers prove true on election night, it's lights out for the Democrat Party as a national party. Even if the GOP gains 15 to 18% of the black vote, it's a game changer. In the generic vote, voters have switched preferences since the last time the USA Today polled this question in July. Today the Republican Party is up by 4 points, 49 to 45%. Back in July, the GOP was down 4 points, 44 to 40%. Overall, the GOP has increased its support by 9 points, up to 49% from 40, and gained 8 points on the Democrat Party. So what's going in with black voters? Why the surge in support for Republicans? It's a lot more than just the economy, stupid. What I see is a cultural awakening driven by the Democrat Party's shift to the extreme left and an open rebellion against the Democrat Party driven by black Americans. Let's start with the economy. No longer can Democrats blame the failure of their cities, where large numbers of black Americans live, on anyone else. These cities are catastrophes of economic ruin, crime, riots, homelessness, blight, decay, lousy schools, and mismanagement. And these are predominantly black cities that have been run exclusively by Democrats for decades. The corporate media can no longer hide the truth of this half-century failure. Over and over and over again, new media points to these Democrat-run cities, and Democrats have no response because there is no response. They run these cities unopposed and have run them into the ground. All the old arguments blaming white people and Republicans for the plight of urban America don't hold up under the cold light of the facts. No Republican stands in the way of Democrats implementing their policies in these cities. And these cities are a disaster. Then there's the Democrat Party's open embrace of this demonic transsexual agenda. A largely Christian black population does not want the horrors Democrats are pushing, which is gay porn in schools and the permanent mutilation of their children through puberty blockers, chemical castration, and sex change operations. It's also Democrats who want to defund the police, end bail, and open the prisons. And who do those policies affect the most? The black Americans who live in these failed Democrat-run cities. Finally, the corporate media no longer have a monopoly on the news and have largely discredited themselves through a series of debunked hoaxes. Fetterman is fine hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. By losing their monopoly on power, the corporate media can no longer silence black Americans, like our own Jerome Hudson, who are not only in open rebellion against the Democrat Party but looking to lead a rebellion. As much as the Democrat Party and the corporate media try to destroy these people, as Uncle Toms or crazy or even black white supremacists, it no longer works because these people have their own platforms and the truth on their side. Democrats are in a tough spot of their own making. They cannot lose the fascists on the far left. Groomers, child predators, and deviant exhibitionists are now the Democrat base, for it was the Democrats who chose to embrace and normalize them. The Democrat Party was the party of the working class. Now it's the party of allowing men to play in women's sports, allowing men into women's locker rooms, sexualizing your children, emptying prisons, opening the border, aborting black babies, closing schools, forced vaccinations, record inflation, and the worst economy since Jimmy Carter was president. If the Democrat Party loses even 20% of the black vote, it is doomed. but holding on to the trans Nazis means losing Hispanic and black voters. So. Haha. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.